going to close our eyes and turn our attention inward. And what we're going to do is start by focusing all of our attention on our seventh chakra. That's at the top of our head, right in the middle. We're going to put all of our awareness right there. We get distracted if our mind starts to distract us or our body distracts us. Just return your attention back to that part of your body. We're using our willpower and our intention to control where we're paying attention. As you pay attention to that area, you'll begin to notice an energy, a sensation in that part of your head, top of your head. Energy follows awareness. Where you place your awareness, energy follows. All your attention to that energy, that spot. Become totally absorbed in it. Your attention down to your sixth chakra, which is basically right between your eyes. Notice that there's an energetic connection between the seventh and the sixth. And now, place all your attention on that sixth chakra. Charge of your mind, of your awareness. Use your will. Use your intention. Become absorbed. Your attention down to your fifth chakra, which is right in the middle of your throat. And be aware of the connection between the seventh, the sixth, and the fifth. And again, always returning our attention when we get distracted. Thoughts carry us away. Being in charge of our mind. attention down to our fourth chakra, area around our heart, right in the middle of our chest. Continuing to relax our body, to quieten our mind, to pay attention with singular focus. Second chakra, which is the pelvis, the area around the lower back. First chakra, which is at the base of the spine. Goal in this meditation is to move our awareness away from the external world, away from our thoughts and worries and ideas and beliefs. Move our awareness inward, to a sacred and holy place within us. Place place which has been within us since the beginning of time, and will be within us until the end of time. It is the source of our being, the ground of our being. And it's always been there, even though we have let our attention be captured by the external world and by the activity of our mind. And even though we have believed our mind when it told us it was not safe to turn our awareness within, to let go of controlling and manipulating and being in charge, this place of infinite and eternal intelligence has always been within us. For at some stage, every one of us made a decision that we had to do it alone. It was no longer safe to trust, that we had to rely on our wits only, which meant we became hypervigilant. Tuned in to the world around us as the source of reality, responding always to events around us, trying to fit in, to look good, to be right, visible. Whatever decisions we made, they all led to the same basic pattern that we forgot about the sacred and holy within us. We denied it and doubted it. We mistrusted it. We rationalized it away. And now, not even science can deny it. We can't even use science. But the truth is, there is a divine presence within us, a sacred and holy power, the creative power of the universe is alive within us, and it is more than an idea or a concept. It is a presence, it is a power, it is an energy. Real. It's what makes your heart beat. It's what animates your cells. It's what energizes your thoughts. It is the source of all being, the source of all creation. And choice. You have free choice to place your awareness on this Most High and surrender your ego, let go of control. That there is no good to come of letting go. There is only trouble. This is an artifact, and it no longer serves you, for we know what lies within. What lies within is love, peace, stillness, beauty and joy, creativity and power. These are the dangers the ego would have you avoid. But the ego is only interested in protecting you, making you safe, making you fit in, making you look good, no matter what the sacrifice to your life force is. Now we know. That we can never be satisfied. But the ego's plan, we must be bigger than the ego. We must be tender and compassionate with it. We must be understanding, acknowledge its important role in getting us to hear and know also that it no longer serves our best interests. And so we let go. We surrender to the loving presence within us. Is alive within us. All of our beliefs and ideas and fears of separation and aloneness are merely our mind at work. Separation is impossible, for there is only the one. Dissolve in a moment. There's merely a thought. There's nothing real about it. There is love and beauty, alive within us in this moment. We can allow it. We can say yes to it. The truth is, this loving presence has been within you, always with you, forever. It has never abandoned you. It has never judged or condemned you, or withheld anything from you. It's your free choice to turn away from your true nature. And there is no judgment in that. It was a survival choice. But now, we turn back. Toward the divine within us. We welcome it. We surrender. We recognize the truth of our own beauty and perfection, even if we don't always feel it. We know for a fact that it is true. For we exist within perfection. We are created from perfection. We are not separate in any way from it. The divine perfect creation of a divine perfect creator. And we are loved by this perfect intelligence. Supported by it. It is within us. Allow it. Say yes to it. Choose to let this truth enter your awareness. Resistance, go of your fear, to open and allow presence of unconditional love. Allow your heart to open. Allow the light and radiance within you to fill you. It's real. Love here now. Love is here. here within you in this moment is all the love you can ever imagine. Right now, let it in. Say yes. Feel the gratitude of having all your prayers answered, having your dreams come true. Have every wish manifest. How does that feel? If you can allow yourself to open your heart and feel that high level of gratitude, that deep appreciation, you will change your destiny forever. You can do it. Open your heart. See the beauty that lies within you. Flow through you. See yourself the way you are seen through the eyes of the divine. Your perfection. You are precious. You are beautiful. You are loved. You do matter. You are divine. Now it's time to bring this gratitude, this knowledge and experience of your true self back into your world, into your life, back into this physical universe, back into this room, into this body, into this time and space right now. It's been my deep honor and privilege to spend this time with you. I am grateful. I appreciate your being here. I look forward to our next time together. Until then.